Today, we're going to learn a few psukim of Navi, and I want to make a public macha against someone that I'm not telling you who it is. But I want to make a macha about something that I read in a sefer that really got under my skin. Can you tell? Really got under my skin. And I want to mention in the context of this of these psukim in Navi, as you'll see. Where are we holding here? Shmuel Aleph. Perek Tes, we're up to this Tzaddik Kish had a son Shaul, and Shaul was sent on a mission to find the donkeys that Kish lost, to find the Asinos. He was sent on a mission with his Nar, with his servant, and they went and they searched, and last week we went through Be'erech u'Be'roichev, how they searched and searched and searched. Some places they had some clues, some places they didn't, and ultimately they could not find the Asinos at all, and they wound up deciding that if they don't go home soon, Kish is going to end up being more nervous about them than he was ever nervous about the donkeys that were lost, and they decided to head back. That was Shaul's suggestion to his Nar, that let's get back home before my father gets too worried. Okay? By the way, later on in the perek we will see, or in the next perek, that Kish did get worried, by the way. And he was worried. He was very concerned about where his son was. We'll have to figure out why that was important later on. So the servant, the Nar, turns to the future king, and he starts to argue with him that it's not the right thing to go back. And right there, I'm going to stop myself just to point out that as we get older and we find ourselves in positions of power and influence, there's a big yetzer hara not to listen to people that are less experienced or, embarrassingly, less influential than we are. And we somehow assume that if somebody is a Talmud and you're the Rebbe, or someone is a child and you're the parent, or someone is an employee and you're the employer, that makes them dumber than you. Sorry for being blunt. But there's an assumption like that. In fact, in the world today, for some reason, people associate money with brains. Somebody makes a ton of money, people are running to him to ask him advice. Shalom bias, you name it. Okay, the guy can have a wrecked life. Okay, if he has money, everyone wants to know what he thinks. If he loses his money, nobody cares what he thinks. He can have the happiest marriage and the most delicious children, but if he loses his money, nobody cares what he thinks. That's the crazy world that we live in. But Shaul HaMelech is not that way. Shaul HaMelech said a psak. Don't forget, Ein ish mi Yisrael toiv mimenu, the Navi had said. He was the best man in Klal Yisrael. The Navi told us he was the best man in Klal Yisrael. He had every right to say, you know what, keep your opinion to yourself. I got this. And his Nar, who his father taught him, if you remember what we learned, his father taught him to treat his Nar like his equal. And that had a hashpa on him. And his Nar made a suggestion that perhaps their trip was not over yet. Let's see what the Nar says. Vayomer Eloi, Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Eloi, the Nar answered Shaul. When Shaul said, let's go back, the Nar answered Shaul. Now, on the topic that I just mentioned, I do want to mention that, like, you see how it happens. You start a business, let's say, and you hire a worker. You treat the worker abusively. When the worker has a ha'ara, he doesn't tell it to you because he's scared of you. So you don't know the ha'ara. So you don't get the benefit of it. Had Shaul not treated the Nar in a way that made the Nar comfortable to speak up, Shaul would not be melech today. You understand? The fact that Shaul was taught to treat the Nar with equality, that gave the Nar the comfort to say something. It's very important to be open to listening to people. So, Vayomerlo, he said to him, Hine na, ish Elohim ba'ir. He said, look, there's an ish Elohim ba'ir azois in this city. There's a man of Hashem in this city, meaning there's a Navi in this city. There's someone who could see more than what the human eye can see. in this city. No, what does no mean? What? So no means one of two things usually. No means please, or no means now. Sometimes Rashi will say, B'shem Chazal even, Ein no elo lashem bakasha. No only means a lashem bakasha, which is a little confusing, because no sometimes means now. What's the pshat? Does anybody understand in Hebrew why no means now? What's the other translation of the word no? Yes, but what's the other translation of the word no? Please, now, there's another translation. Raw, that's right. Raw. Al toichlu mimenu na uvashel uvushel b'mayim. Right. The Korban Pesach is not to be eaten raw. No means now because it's raw. It's not, it's immediate, right? Michael Ben Drusso, you know, it's now. That's no means now. Now, ein no elo lashem bakasha, I want to tell you what the pshat is in no. Okay? This you'll take with you for the rest of your life, whenever you see no. I'm going to tell you the translation of the word no, like you probably haven't heard it before, and it will serve you well in years to come, okay? The word no means with urgency. That's what the word no means. It means with urgency, urgently. That's bakasha and now. It's like, it's when you say no, you're like, this is urgent. So it's please and it's now, with urgency. Okay? And that's what the Nar is telling Shaul, that yes, you want to leave, but right here and right now, there's an Isha Lekim in this city. And we have to chaparayin to make ourselves to pursue what this Isha Lekim may tell us. Now let's see exactly what the Nar wants. He says to Shaul, Veho ish nichbad, this man is mechubad. He's honorable. He's a man worthy of covet. Nichbad is a man worthy of covet. Okay? Koil asher yedaber, everything that he speaks, bo yavoy, everything that he speaks will happen. Okay, now I want to explain something. The definition of a Navi is that everything he speaks will happen. Okay? A Navi, if a Navi says a Nevuah and it doesn't happen, he's not a Navi. Okay? One of the criteria of Nevuah, you could look up the Rambam, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, at the end of Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, the Rambam goes through the criteria of a Navi. A Navi cannot be wrong. It's not like most of the time he gets it right. It's not like looking in a crystal ball, okay? A Navi must get it right every time. That is part of the din of a Navi, or else it's a kasha on his Nevuah. So the fact that he said, Koil asher yedaber bo yavoy, that's not on its own a chiddush. The chiddush is, the Mefarshim say, that he's an ish nichbad, that koil asher yedaber bo yavoy. And to explain this to you, I want to reveal to you something that's very hard for people like us to grasp. And that is that Nevuah in those days served a little bit in the same way as, let's say, a plumber would today. Nevuah was not just someone you went to find out your tafket hachayim or why pagers are blowing up in Lebanon. You know, Nevuah was someone you went to find out where your car keys went. Okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah says you could go to a Navi and ask him anything, like where your donkeys are. I wonder where he got that from. Okay? That's what the Rambam says. In Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi, when Moshe Rabbeinu was describing to Yisroi what he does, he says something very similar. So Nevuah had a practical side, and it also had a hashkafa and future nekuda to it. So it was part of the hashgacha in those days that there was such a sense of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world. You know, one of the difficulties in today's world is that we don't have this sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. We have to discover it and try to hold on to it. And it's something that people struggle with. All of us have heard people say, I'm struggling with my emunah. In the times of the Nevi'im, you didn't struggle with your emunah. There was a guy in the city that every single thing he said came true. You had to really be pushing yourself to struggle with your emunah. I want to tell you a chazanish, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. A chazanish says that there are halachas in Shulchan Aruch that say that when someone's an apikairis, there are certain very, very harsh dinim of how we treat him. If someone doesn't believe in Hashem, we treat him in a very, very harsh way. And the chazanish says an unbelievable thing. He says that's only for those days. Even a few hundred years ago. He says it used to be so strikingly obvious in the world that the Shechinah was Shruya B'Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael had something special. That if you were a Kaifer, you were a Rasha. There was no such a thing as, I'm just a lost soul. There was no such a thing. You had to be rejecting Hashem B'Payil to be a Kaifer. Says the Chazon Ish. This is not, says, you know, some fuzzy, you know, thank you Hashem guy. Okay? Says the Chazon Ish. Okay? Says the Chazon Ish that Bizmanenu, we are lost. Bizmanenu, part of the Hester of Golos, he doesn't go through a Barichas, I'm filling in a line or two. Part of the Onoichi Haster Panai is that we are missing that sense. Some people have it, some people have like a connection to a Rebbe or a Gadol or someone that they like. When I'm with the person, I just don't struggle with my emunah. When I'm with that person, it's just, you know, and I've had people like that. Like I could struggle from today to tomorrow, but when I'm sitting by my Rosh Hashiva's table and he's saying, Torah, you can ask me any question in the world, I'll just be like, I don't care what the answer is, what he's saying is right. You know, it's clear. But not everyone has that, and even those that do don't have it all the time. This is not the world that we live in. This is the machla. One of the difficulties of our generation is that this fogginess, this lack of clarity. Says the Chazon Ish, we no longer treat people who don't believe in Hashem with severeness. We treat them, the very famous words of the Chazon Ish, be'avoseis shel ahava, with ropes of love. Because that's what they deserve. Because the fact that they're lost is a tsar, it's an illness, it's a difficulty that they have encountered. When someone's questioning, it's a tsara. So, but in those days it wasn't like that. In those days they lived in a world where nevuah was so pervasive that you had the great Nevi'im that would be telling Klal Yisrael what the future is, and then you had your local Navi that when you lost your car keys, you would say, by the way, here's a dollar, can you tell me where my car keys are? And he would say, you left them under the couch again. Stop watching TV in the afternoon. You know, whatever it is, you know. So the Nar was telling Shmuel, the Nar was telling Shaul that Shmuel HaNavi is not just an Uman. He's not just the find your cars kind of Navi. He's the type of Navi that not only is Kol Asher Yedaber Bo'yavoy, but he's a Nichbad that Kol Asher Yedaber Bo'yavoy. He's from the Mechubadim of the Dor. And Taka Reb Tzadik writes, that I think I mentioned this to you in the beginning, that Shmuel HaNavi was the beginning of the Seder of the Nevi'im. Umisara LeYeshua, Yeshua LeZkenim, LeZkenim LeNevi'im. That starts Shmuel HaNavi, even though there were Nevi'im before. But Shmuel created such a rush of Nevuah in the world that many thousands of other people started to have Nevuah when Shmuel started to have Nevuah. Okay, he brought Nevuah into the world. So he says, Ata, says the Nar to his master Shaul. He says, now, Nel Chasham, let's go there. Let's go to the Navi. I know maybe it's going to take a little more time. It's a little out of our way. But let's go to the Navi. Ula Yagid Lanu Es Darkenu. Maybe he will tell us our path, Asher Halachnu Aleo, that we went on it. And the Pashup Shad is that he was asking him, he wanted to go to the Navi to find out where they should go, to find the donkeys. But of course, the pasuk doesn't read properly. First of all, he should have just said, "Ula yagid lanu eifai ha'asaynais." Like, why beat around the bush? Just tell me what you're looking for. But even more so, and that's what's bothering you, even more so, why are you asking the Navi the derech that you went on? Why don't you ask the Navi the derech that you shouldn't go on? I know where I went. I went to where the donkeys aren't. I don't need you to tell me where I was. Big trick of the Navi, he's telling me where I was. I know that I can check my ways of history. I need you to tell me where I should go. Look at the Lashon. Sam, look at the Lashon. Ula yagad is yagad lanu etzogeno asher halachnu aleo. Say the Mefarshim, half flavor fella. Say the Mefarshim that the Nar was telling Shaul something's going on here. This whole trip was ridiculous from the beginning, but your father chose the biggest Talmud Chacham in Klal Yisrael to look for donkeys. We searched and searched, it doesn't make sense, donkeys don't disappear. We live in a city, we live around people. Our donkeys have identification on them. Like, where are they? We searched and searched, it doesn't make sense. And then when we finally decided to give up the search, a Navi lives here. Something's going on, there must be a reason that we're on this journey. Maybe the Navi could tell us why we came on this journey. What's the derech asher halachnu? Yes, he knew that the Navi would have the answer, but he didn't know if the Navi would be prepared to be megala that secret of the hashgacha. What the Navi is megala is not dafka everything that the Navi could do. He was hoping, right, maybe he will stay, right. Okay? So Vayomer Shaul and Aroy Shaul says to his Nar. Okay, I hear your idea. Noted. I hear your idea. Vihine Melech, so we'll go. Uma Navi Lo Ish. What could we bring him? You can't just go empty-handed. And listen to what he says here. He says, Ki halechem ozal mikeleinu. Bread, we have no more bread. The bread is gone from our kelim. So a little bit of food, we can't bring him. Usashura ein lahavi lo Israel kim ma itanu. And a matana, something chashuv to give him, we can't give the Israel kim because we don't have it with us. Explain the Mefarshim. There are two ways that you're going to this Israel kim. You could go to this Israel kim to say, where are my donkeys? And he'll say, that'll be $5. You give him $5 or a piece of bread, if you will, and he'll tell you where the donkeys are. But if you want to go to the Israel Kim because he's one of the Mayetzas G'dayle Atayra, and you want to find out the Tachlis that you went there, you don't show up and say, here's $5, Echad Min HaGedoylem. You imagine? You go to show up to Chvestish, to Rishul Kamenetsky. You say, oh, Rosh Hashiva, I think I have some money here somewhere. Oh, here's a $5 bill. So what should I do with my life? You don't do that. So these are the two things that Shaul was telling his Nar. He was saying to his Nar, if we treat him like a random Uma Navi, we don't have any food left to give him. If we treat him like a Nichbad, like you mentioned, then we need a Matana Chashuva, that we for sure don't have. Okay? So the Nar has to concede. But Yosef Hanar La'anoy says Shaul Vayomer. The Nar continues to answer Shaul, and he says, "Hinei nimtza biyodi reva shekel kesef. I have in my hand a quarter of a shekel kesef. I have a little silver. I have a little bit. It's a little bit of money. I still have on me. Okay, so we have a little bit to that we can do." V'nosati le'ishu'elikim, I'll give it to the Navi. V'higid lanu es darkenu, at least l'chalapachas, so tell us where we should go. In other words, he was saying in a chanami, so at least let's do that, at least let's find out where we should go. And then, I'm going to use a term, I really shouldn't use it, but it's too big of a taiva. And then the Navi breaks the fourth wall. Okay? And, you know what that means? What? When you're watching a movie or TV and the actor is acting and then the actor turns to the audience and talks to him, that's called breaking the fourth wall. Right? What? I know, that's why I'm explaining it to them. Okay? The Navi breaks the fourth wall. It's the most fascinating thing. In the middle of a story, and then the Navi turns to you and says, by the way, Max, I want to tell you something. Lefanim be Yisrael, it used to be in Klal Yisrael, This is what a person would say when he went to be Dairish like him. He would say, L'chu v'neilcha ad haroya, let's go to the roya. Ki la navi hayoim yikare lefanim haroya. What we call a navi today used to be called a roya. So the navi interrupts to like just give you a little lesson. You were in the middle of a story here, so it just gives you a little lesson. First of all, what we call a navi, they used to call a roya. And that's what it used to be. It used to be normal that people would go to the Navi. Okay, now we get back to the story. This is fascinating. And it's fascinating that if the Navi was going to break the fourth wall, why didn't he do it in the beginning of the story? What's going on over here? The Pshat is, rabbis say, that the Navi is explaining what's happening. We're about to have a conversation with Shaul is going to be asking where the Roya is. And Shmuel is going to answer, Anoichi HaRoya, I'm the Roya. The Navi wants you to understand that what's going on is that they're just asking him for where the car keys are. Because a Navi is someone who speaks a little bit, like Dovi brought up, that when a Navi is holding secrets, so then it's a Shaila if he's going to give over the Dvar Hashem to you. And that's one of the functions of a Navi. But the Navi that's job was to tell you where the car keys are, it's not a shot of his dibur as much as that he knew things. He was aware. His eyes were open to even that which is beyond the mortal ability to see. But it doesn't mean that he was a speaker. He wasn't representing the Dvar Hashem in his words. So that's why it interrupts now, and it says this, by the way, there's a difference. A Navi in Klal Yisrael after this story means someone who's here to give Musar and to direct the Dar, to be one of the Gedolei Adar through the Milo of Nevuah. But until now, you went to a Navi, where are my car keys? That's what's being explained here. We're 5 minutes to Ma'ariv, it's time for my Macha. Okay? My Macha goes like this. I was looking at a Sefer. I've seen some very beautiful things in the Sefer. And he's explaining this whole perek over here. And he says that, look at this. Klal Yisrael used to go to the Navi, and the Navi would tell them what to do. We also should do that. There's such a thing called Das Torah. We should go to Das Torah. We should do whatever they tell us to do. Nothing has changed. And we should be mechazik ourselves based on this. I told you I was going to give Musa, right? We should be mechazik ourselves based on this parak. That we go to a Rav, we go to a Rebbe, we go to a Rebbe, we go to a Chacham, and we get our guidance, and we do what we are told. And certainly there is a place for that in Klal Yisrael. My Macha is not against that. There is a place for that in Klal Yisrael. Each situation is different, each community is different, each person is different, but there is such a thing. But he's wrong. The Sefer is wrong. And it's very important, okay? Is there anybody here when you were deciding what you were going to do, what you were going to do in college, when you were going to come back to America, who you should marry, when you should start dating, that you just like went to someone and the person was like, you should be an accountant, marry the third girl, don't take her to pizza, she's allergic. Is there anyone who did that? No. We have the mila of something called Das Torah today. It's true. But the challenge of our dar is dafka, that there is no nevuah. That is the challenge. We live in the dark, like I said before. That is the challenge. That we have to make decisions and we don't know how things are going to turn out. In those days, that wasn't the challenge. In those days, you needed a decision to make. You went to the Navi told you what to do. It was very clear. There were other challenges, Avay Dezara, Navi Sheker. There were other challenges in those days. Their Nisayan wasn't our Nisayan. Our challenge is that I'm in a situation right now that there are many things going on in my life. I don't know how they're going to work out. I don't know. I hope everything works out L'tov. I don't know. And I want to be mechazek, the exact opposite of that sefer. And I want to say, in those days they went to a Navi, the Navi told them everything. We have so much of a struggle sometimes. We have decisions to make. We don't know what to make of it. We don't know what to do. And it's important for us to realize that that's exactly where Hashem wants us. When you have a decision to make and you don't know what to do, you feel like something's wrong. I don't know what to do. Something's not right. And then when you make a decision and you're not 100% sure, you feel like as if the suffix is wrong. No, that is today's world. That is the challenge of today's dar, that we should do our best to ask Rabbeim, it's true, to ask their perspective. Sometimes they'll give a perspective, sometimes they won't. And to try. Interesting thing, a Navi was never wrong. Rabbeim, they're wrong sometimes. You could quote me on it. My brother has only girls. He went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he said to Reb Chaim, I want a boy. So Reb Chaim says, what do you drink by Abdullah? He said, I drink grape juice. He said, switch to wine and you'll have a boy. After he had his next girl, he came back to Reb Chaim. And he said, Reb Chaim, I had another girl. Do I still have to drink wine? And Reb Chaim laughed. And that's the end of the story. Okay? Yes, you're waiting for like, and then he had a boy. No, never had a boy. He still doesn't have any boys. Reb Chaim is nishda, and there's no boys. Okay? And you know something? It doesn't say anything negative about Reb Chaim. Because it's not about Nevi'im. It doesn't say, kol asher yidaber bo yavoy. By tzaddikim, they have tremendous yad tishmaya, tremendous guidance. But we don't have the clarity that they had b'mei anavim, and that's our greatness, that we march forward, and we make decisions we're not so sure of, and we try the best we can, and we try to carry it, and sometimes it works out better than others, and we don't know what the future will bring, and we still march on, and we daven b'islavos, and we learn b'islavos. That is gufa, our godless. So don't take our godless and say, oh, we should be... No. That is the nisayon of our dar, and this is our godless. Yashikayach. I'll see you by Mishmar.